Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Marion County Auditor Jake Grandieff, and we are talking about the primary election that's coming up on June 3rd and the filing deadline for nominations for that. Jake, can you explain to us what folks need to do?
Yeah, so 2014 is election year with a primary election and a general election. So coming soon here, we'll be opening filing periods for local candidates to place their names on the 2014 primary election ballot for the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Local offices, meaning like countywide offices. The filing period will be March 3 through March 26th in the Marion County Auditor's Office. For the offices this year on the ballot are one Board of Supervisor position, County Recorder, County Treasurer, and County Attorney's positions. So those offices would turn in their affidavit of candidacy and signed nomination petitions into the Auditor's Office to get their name on the ballots for the 2014 primary election.
And then do they enter their own name? Do they have to be nominated? Both?
They don't have to be nominated. They have to go out and get signatures, and for Marion County anyway, they need to get a minimum of 100 signatures from eligible electors from within the county, and those people are basically saying that they are signing the petition for those individuals to put their names on the ballot for their primary election. So I guess technically each one of those is nominating that person, but it takes the sum of over 100 to get their name on the primary election ballot.
To have that completed, I guess.
Yeah, to get their name on the ballot.
So these are term positions then?
Correct. Right. These are termed positions, and the county positions are four-year terms, so every 2 years a different set of offices are on the ballot, basically like on the governor's schedule or the presidential schedule. So this time it's these offices that are open: one Board of Supervisor, Recorder, Treasurer, and County Attorney.
And so what is the deadline for filing the nomination?
The deadline to get your name on the Marion County primary election ballot is March 26th at 5 o'clock. And that will then, if everything is turned in appropriately, you will have your name on the primary ballots for the Republican primary and the Democratic primary. So basically there's two elections that day. The date of the election is June 3rd. The parties will then decide which candidates will move on to the general election this fall.
When will you start accepting applications?
I cannot accept any applications before March 3. That's the first day. People can be out getting signatures now. There's no timeline necessarily restrictions on that. Those forms are available on the Secretary of State's website, and I know there's papers out now. You don't want to wait till the last day to get that taken care of. So.
Sure.
March 3 is the first day we can accept the papers, and March 26th is the last.
And there's really probably no benefit, you know, it's not like first come, first serve.
No, absolutely not. No first come, first serve. It's however many get turned in. That's the whole purpose of the primary election. So if there's one name or six or 10 or whatever, that's just, then each of the parties will, the voters within that party will decide who wins that nomination to go on to the general election.
And then again, the election date is June 3rd for this particular.
Primary election in 2014 is Tuesday, June 3rd.
All right. Is there anything else you can think of that people should know, or that maybe potential candidates should know?
Candidates should probably, if they're thinking about it, they might be interested in going to the Iowa Secretary of State's website. They have a great website with lots of information, and there's an actual section in there for candidates, and there's a nice candidates guide in there as well. So I think that would be something that maybe if somebody's thinking about running, that kind of helps know what the process is of what they will need to go through. Iowa Ethics and Campaign Disclosure Board also has some information on their website about rules on campaign financing and fundraising and expenditures and things like that. They'll have to be involved with them. That's not anything that goes through our office, the auditor's office here with Commissioner of Elections, but you know, we have those sites available, or we can refer them on if they have questions with that. But those are probably two sites I would recommend somebody look at if they're thinking about running for office.
Okay. Well, very good. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, no problem, Karen. Have a good day.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Marion County Auditor Jake Grandieff, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.